The average American family has 8 credit cards, and for those who carry a balance, the average balance is a whopping $8,000. As the holidays approach, that number is likely to increase for many American families. A new investigative report offers a cautionary tale. A documentary by Frontline and the New York Times, airing Tuesday on PBS stations, investigates the credit card industry and how it makes money off all those unpaid balances. Lowell Bergman is the lead correspondent for The Secret History of the Credit Card, and he joins us now. Welcome.
It's nice to be here.
We have all seen those offers in the mail for 0% interest for a specified period of time. Why are they important in the history of credit card use?
Well, they indicate that the industry itself realizes that it's almost saturated the marketplace in the United States. So 0% offers that you're getting in your mailbox are really attempts to have you move the balance in most cases, because those balances are where they really make their money. But when you see one of those 0% offers, make sure if you take one, you read the fine print, because they're never forever, and they're waiting for you to make a mistake. You can, however, play a game with them. You can game the system. They're betting they'll win.
Well, you talk about ways that the industry tries to get people to lose the game so that they can bump up to higher percentage rates, so the zero doesn't last long. One way you talk about in the documentary is called universal default. Let's hear a bit from the documentary. You had a conversation here with some credit card holders.
You've seen all one of these, right, before? Mm-hmm. I want to read you something from a contract. Your APRs also may vary if you are in default under this agreement or any other agreement that you have with us or any other related companies for any of the following reasons. You fail to make a payment to another creditor when due. Do you understand what this means?
Fine.
You do. Do you know that it means that if you fail to make a payment and are late on anything else that you're paying on, your house, your car, anything else, they will find out and they can change your interest rate? Did you know that?
I had no idea.
I had no idea.
I have to say, I had no idea. I've never read that fine print on my credit cards.
No, the industry will agree with you that the contracts they send you are simply adding to the landfill in America. Most people don't read the contract, and even some of the experts we talk with, including law professors, had a very difficult time understanding them. The United States has developed a couple of things that are very unique. One is we have the most efficient and the least privacy-bent information sharing industry in the world when it comes to personal finances. And by that I mean that's how they find out between all the credit reporting agencies that exist and the FICO score company Fair Isaacs. They can basically track your everyday activity, so if you miss a payment on one thing, they will find out pretty quickly that that's happened.
Well, you know, I mean, this is in a way an old story. You kind of know that, you know, they offer you all these great things, but there's no free lunch. And I think there's this perception that people who get in trouble with their credit cards in some way must be irresponsible. That, you know, if you just make every payment, they can't get you.
If you make every payment on time, yes, you can game the system. There are people in the industry, millions and millions of people, some of whom you'll see in the documentary, who are known in the credit card industry as deadbeats. A deadbeat in the credit card industry is someone who pays off their bills on time. It's basically an industry that's turned a normal value system that we're familiar with in this country and most other countries on its head. So if you don't carry a balance with them, they will call you a deadbeat. If you do carry a balance, as the president of the American Banking Association says to us on the record, you're part of what they call the sweet spot. The best loan arrangement for them from a profit point of view is a loan that never gets paid off.
You said also in the course of this, you've discovered there's almost a moral issue when it comes to getting people to talk about their use of credit cards.
Well, I've been in this business for 35 years. I've done stories with mafia informants and snitches, with CIA people, with arms dealers, with all kinds of different people, and I've gotten many of them to go on camera or on the record to talk. One of the most difficult things in this story was to get particularly middle and upper middle class people to talk about their credit card debt. I walked into the FBI the other day to talk about counterterrorism operations and a possible story. They asked me what I was working on. I said credit cards. We didn't talk about terrorism for an hour because people started telling me about their credit cards, either proud that they paid them off or tragedies that were going on around the office. But when you ask them to go on the record, they say, I can't talk about that. That's too embarrassing. Let's talk about Osama bin Laden instead.
Lowell Bergman is the main correspondent for The Secret History of the Credit Card, a joint production by Frontline and The New York Times. It airs Tuesday night on PBS. Thanks for joining us.
By the way, how many credit cards do you have, Jennifer?
Three, but I only use two.
And do you pay them off every month?
Absolutely.
You know, the surveys say that 70% of the people or more who are surveyed say they pay off their credit card every month, but actually of that group, about 37% do.